Are you recording now?
Branch out.
A podcast from the Royal Botanic Gardens, Sydney. Hey, Branch Out listeners, I'm Vanessa Fuchs. I hope you like the most recent Plants with Bite podcast about freaky, sneaky and sticky carnivorous plants. If you haven't, definitely give it a listen.
They're releasing enzymes onto the prey item that then breaks down the guts, and then that forms a fluid which it can then be drawn into the plant.
Gross. But cool. And that was actually our 10th episode. So thank you so much for downloading the show every fortnight, subscribing, rating, reviewing, telling everyone on social media about it. We've had almost 15,000 listens from all over the world, including countries like Germany, Italy, Japan, and Spain. So really I need to say vielen Dank, grazie, arigato, and gracias to our listeners from there. I'm busy planning the next season of Branch Out, which includes a trip to the Australian Botanic Garden in Mount Annan, which is west of Sydney's CBD. The garden is celebrating its 30th birthday, so we're bringing to light its history and other unique aspects. You'll hear from the curator-manager, John Seaman, and our ambassador, the legendary Graham Ross.
When the plant sales are on down there, oh, you can easy spend a day down there. It's a really exciting place. Take the children, because there's plenty of space for the kids to play. Go and see the blue tree. There's a tree, listeners, that's completely blue. Why are we sitting here?
Yeah, why don't we go there?
Why aren't we down there? And I can show you the blue tree.
Now, if you live in Australia, you've probably noticed that spring is here, but you probably don't know that Australian Pollinator Week is from the 11th to the 18th of November. And really, it's the perfect time to delve into the busy world of bees. You'll get to hear from a passionate bee expert, Doug Purdy.
The waggle dance is this really cool thing that goes on in the beehive where a bee goes and discovers all these flowers, right? And they compensate for the sun moving with time and a headwind and all this stuff. But using the dance, tell the other bees how to find those flowers.
And scientific officer at the Australian Botanic Garden, Dr. Nathan Emery.
There's such inconspicuous flowers on petunias. They require, you know, small pollinators to visit those flowers. The pollen grains are tiny. They are kind of like dust.
That's a little sneak peek of what's coming up for Branch Out. And while you wait for the next episode to hit your podcast app, check out the What's On page at the Royal Botanic Garden Sydney's website. There's the Plants with Bite exhibition at the Calyx, the awesome spring walk, a pumpkin carving party for adults for Halloween, and loads more. And if you don't live in Sydney, check out the stories section on our website to read about science, nature, history, and other topics from across all of our sites. Thanks for listening to Branch Out, and stay tuned for the next episode.